Good morning. I am reporting here live to you from Eastbridge Hospital in Canterbury from the first day of the Radio Drama Festival happening here in Canterbury. On today's episode, I'm going to be collecting some thoughts, what people think and what people are expecting from this festival. So let's go right into it. So what are you expecting from the Radio Drama Festival happening this year?
I think it's going to be great. I'm so glad we are able to be here in person, because last year we weren't here, everything was online. And I think it's going to be wonderful.
So I'm currently here with one of the members of the jury. And how does it feel like being in presence now again?
Wonderful. For me, it's the first time also in this UK Drama International Festival ever, because we already participated with some pieces in 2017 and 2020, but we couldn't be able to be there. So it's my first time ever in the festival here in Canterbury, and I'm very happy to meet in the real life people here, and creators and artists, and to share their experience in a real local place, which is beautiful.
So we have just finished listening to the audio drama, The Life Under the Microscope. How did you find it?
Good, very interesting. A little bit long for me, but very interesting. And I like that the fact that it is in English. The first one was not in English, so it was difficult. I'm a French speaker.
Yeah.
So it was difficult for me for the first language.
Do you feel like you got to, though, appreciate the language whilst listening to it? Or did you find it a bit confusing because you were listening in one language and then reading it from the script in another? How did you find that?
Yeah, that was not confusing, but that was a little bit difficult to follow the script and listening to the podcast at the same time.
So we've just heard the play Three Courts and the Truth. How did you find it?
I really liked it. I liked the song at the end of the play. I think it was really cool. And I liked it. Like the learning of guitar was like involved into the play. It was really cool.
So we've just heard the play Keep Your Friends Close. How did you two find it?
Yeah, I thought it was very good, yeah. Mm. Very atmospheric. Quite amusing in places. Mm-hmm. And I thought really lovely voices, lovely soundscape.
It does remind me of being a child mm-hmm. many, many years ago. I guess people continue to bully, and girls are particularly nasty to each other, and that's quite common. But I guess the cyberbullying came through just because of the photo that they'd taken that they were going to share, didn't they? Because a lot of that bullying was very personal and close without the internet.
So I'm just currently with the great authors who have just heard their play, Snowball and Refugee. So how was it for you guys? Was it your first time at a festival?
This is my second time here at the audio festival.
This is my first time.
And how did you find it to hear your piece you produced?
It was nice because this is the first time I've been in a live place that wasn't online because of COVID.
Yeah, it was good to hear something that I've produced come alive.
So I'm currently here with Jonathan, the art director of this festival, and we've just finished this day. So what did you think of it?
Oh, I thought today was great. And I say that because it's been 2 years since we've been here and doing this live, and that inevitably means that you are full of all sorts of anxieties about, will anybody be coming? Will anybody like the drama? Will it all happen? Will it go well? Will it be freezing? And the truth of the matter is, it has been a dream. It's been great fun. Everybody has come together. We've had all the international delegates coming over, and it feels like going back a couple of years. So, yeah.
And with that, I would like to say goodbye. It has been an exciting first day, and I am very much looking forward to the second day of the Audio Drama Festival. My name is Enrique Tia, and thank you very much for taking part here today.